economy. Keith Peters reporting residents of Oklahoma and southern Kansas are keeping a wary eye on the sky as ingredients for severe storms are prevalent in the area. National Weather Service meteorologist Rick Smith says it's crucial that Oklahoma residents pay attention to the weather.
If a warning is issued for you, treat it seriously, because every storm that forms will have the potential to produce a tornado. And tornadoes can be exceptionally dangerous, and possibly even long track tornadoes today. So it's we don't have days like this every year in Oklahoma. And this is a day you need to be paying close attention. It literally could mean the difference between life and death.
The forecast follows heavy rainfall in Houston, where floodwaters began to recede Monday. Three deaths have been reported there, including a four-year-old boy. The judge presiding over Donald Trump's criminal trial has fined him $1,000 and warned of jail time for future gag order violations. The reprimand Monday opened a day of testimony as jurors for the first time heard the details of the financial reimbursements at the center of the case and saw payment checks bearing Trump's signature. Trump again says the case is politically motivated.
It's a fake trial. They have no case. And it's been absolutely proven now. They have no case whatsoever. This is Alvin Bragg doing it for political reasons for Biden.
Hamas announced its acceptance Monday of an Egyptian-Qatari ceasefire proposal, but Israel said the deal did not meet its core demands and that it was pushing ahead with an assault on the southern Gaza town of Rafah. Still, Israel said it would continue negotiations. On Wall Street, the Dow by 176 points, the Nasdaq rose 192, the S&P 500 advanced 53. This is SRN News. A persecution watchdog has a new concern.
For the first time ever, the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging the State Department to take action against Azerbaijan for its attacks on Christians. The mostly Muslim government spent much of last year expelling Christians from the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh in a process that some experts say amounts to ethnic cleansing. The vast majority of the refugees fled into neighboring Armenia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The fate of a decades-old Tennessee policy that does not allow transgender people to change the sex designation on their birth certificates is in the hands of a federal appeals court. Four men living as women are seeking to have the policy declared unconstitutional. A federal judge dismissed their case last year, and attorneys for the state say there's nothing in the Constitution that requires them to amend birth certificates to include so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. Today, Wall Street built on last week's stock gains.
Stocks added to their gains from last week as technology stocks led the way. The S&P 500 climbed 1% Monday. The Dow rose 176 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite added 1.2%. NVIDIA rose 3.8%. Supermicrocomputer climbed 6.1%. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market following last week's big moves on hopes that a cooling job market could get the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates later this year. Berkshire Hathaway rose after Warren Buffett's company reported its latest quarterly results over the weekend. Disney and Uber will also report their earnings later this week. Seth Sutel, New York.
Redfin agreed to pay $9.25 million to settle federal lawsuits that claim U.S. homeowners were saddled with artificially inflated broker commissions when they sold their homes. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.